The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that takes a spin through history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're looking at how an ancient piece of exercise equipment became one of the biggest toy crazes in modern history. The day was March 5th, 1963. The Wham-O Toy Company received a patent for the hula hoop. It was awarded to the company co-founder Arthur Mellon, though neither he nor his partner, Richard Knurr, can truly be said to have invented the now iconic toy. That's because people have been twirling thin, lightweight hoops around their bodies for fun and exercise for thousands of years. Some of the earliest evidence of the practice dates back to around 3000 BC, when Egyptians began twisting curved reeds and grass stems into circle, which they would then swing around their waists to stay fit. The ancient Greeks made their version out of woven grapevines, and the early Romans formed theirs from strips of scrap metal. By the 14th century, homemade hoops had started popping up in Great Britain as well, where they were not only swung around the hips, but also rolled along the ground, propelled by sticks. The hooping craze raised concerns among British doctors, some of whom blamed the toy for everything from back pain to heart attacks. But the warnings did little to slow the hoop spread, and over the next few hundred years, countries all over Europe and beyond began putting their own spin on the rhythmic, hip-rocking hoops. As for the name, hula hoop, it's believed to have been coined in the 18th century, when British sailors visited the Hawaiian Islands and observed the traditional hula dance for the first time. They noted the similarity between the dance movements and the hip gyrations required for hooping, and the new name slowly caught on from there. Despite the long history and international recognition of hoop toys, no company had ever thought to mass-produce and market the item. It existed almost exclusively as a homemade novelty or a small-scale regional product. That finally changed in 1957, when the founders of California-based company Wham-O were introduced to the hoop by a friend. He had just returned from vacationing in Australia, where he had seen schoolchildren using bamboo hoops to exercise in gym class. At the time, Wham-O had an open-door policy, meaning that anyone could suggest a toy idea, and if it was good, the company would license it and pay a royalty to the person who had pitched it. Wham-O's founders, Knurr and Mellon, saw the potential of the hoop right away, but they also recognized that it wasn't exactly an original idea. That meant that securing a patent would be tricky, so for the time being, they focused on securing a trademark and bringing the toy to market as quickly as possible. Over the next few months, they figured out how to mass-produce lightweight, hollow hoops using Marlex, a new kind of plastic developed by Phillips Petroleum. Then, After a bit of brainstorming, the toy makers made the same connection to the famous Hawaiian dance as British sailors, and decided to call the product the Hula Hoop. The name was a smart choice for several reasons. First, it capitalized on the era's Polynesian pop trend, the same one that had popularized tiki bars. And second, it was easy and fun to say, giving it all the markings of a strong brand name. For example, the word hula follows a consonant-vowel-consonant pattern, which gives it a soft, pleasant sound. And since that's also the easiest kind of letter combination to pronounce, words that use it are often the first ones that infants learn to say, no matter which language they speak. With the Hula Hoop trademark secured and their patent request pending, Knurr and Mellon started marketing the toy in the spring of 1958. Aside from its catchy, alliterative name, the Hula Hoop also benefited from an elaborate and unorthodox advertising campaign. Wham-O held publicity events at California parks, playgrounds, and college campuses, demonstrating just how fun the new toy could be. They even handed out free hoops to curious onlookers so that people could show them off to their friends and convince them to buy their own. The tactic worked like a charm, as the product was simple to understand, challenging to master, and affordable to own at a price of just $1.98. As a result, Wham-O sold an estimated 25 million hula hoops in the first 4 months alone, and the company hit $45 million in sales by the end of the first year. Person-to-person marketing played a huge role in that initial success, but so too did the new medium of television. Plenty of news reports and variety shows demonstrated the silly new trend on air, driving sales through the roof and kicking off what many consider to be the first modern fad. The hula hoop whipped the entire country into a frenzy, causing Wham-O to race to keep up with demand. Kids may have been the target audience, but plenty of adults took the hoop for a spin as well. However, not everyone was a fan of the hot new toy. In Japan, officials outlawed hula hooping in public because they thought the hip gyrations promoted impropriety. And in Russia, the craze was denounced altogether as an example of the empty consumerism of post-war American culture. The hoop's detractors didn't have to worry about the trend for very long, though. By the fall of that same year, sales had already dried up, and it seemed like the hula craze was gone just as quickly as it had come. That was bad news for Wham-O, as the company had produced a vast inventory of hoops, expecting the trend to have longer legs than it did. The unsold stock cut deep into the company's profits, so much so that it ended 1958 with losses of $10,000. It would take years for Wham-O to sell through its surplus stock, and in the meantime, competitors introduced their own hoops under different names. The flood of knockoffs slowed in 1963 when Wham-O was finally awarded the patent for the hula hoop, but by then, the exclusive rights to the toy weren't nearly as lucrative as they would have been when it first went to market 5 years earlier. That said, there was still a silver lining for Wham-O. The hula craze, while short-lived, had given the company a kind of national exposure that it had never dreamed of as a regional toy maker. And to make the most of that newfound buzz, Wham-O relaunched one of its original toys, the Pluto Platter, in 1958, rebranding it as the Frisbee. Going forward, the company would produce a steady stream of wacky and beloved novelty toys, including the Super Ball, Silly String, the Slip and Slide, and the Hacky Sack, all of which are still going strong today. Of course, the hula hoop is still around as well, twirling around the waists of hoopers young and old, just as it has been for thousands of years and counting. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about toy history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find us at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or you can get in touch directly by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.